This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Target, NSA, the House of Representatives, and life in a land with no irony. Let's get this straight, okay? So it's clear that the NSA has trolled through all of our telephone calls and likely has stored most of our emails on metadata backup server somewhere 50 to 100 feet below ground in Kansas or Nebraska or North Dakota or somewhere. Now Target has come forward and said the hackers didn't get just a couple of million credit card and PIN numbers so that they could power up the cards for purchases, but that the number is more like 70 million, or one out of almost every five people living in the USA. And this Snapchat thing that somehow claims it's cool if you post wild photos of yourself and your friends because your folks and future employers don't bust you, because the messages would disappear within minutes of posting, despite all kinds of warnings about its lax security, then it sees 4 million of its users' information hacked through the egg dripping on its own face. The moral seems to be that we should go back to cash in our pockets, mask on our face, and perhaps maybe some discretion in our personal lives while using hand signals to communicate sensitive information to our work, colleagues, family, and friends. And of course, never shopping at Target, but since I didn't in the first place, no reason to start now. At least those are the lessons I was drawing, and you probably were as well, but it turns out that just proves we are not elected congressmen who are part of the majority party of Republican electeds in the House of Representatives. They looked at the Target problem, the NSA mess, and all this, decided after almost non-existent debate that they would best serve the citizens and country by passing a measure to require the Obama administration to quickly report any breach in the www.healthcare.gov site where people enroll for Obamacare. Huh? And this action was also taken in the wake of sworn testimony that right-wing hackers have tried to break into and shut down www.healthcare.gov more than a dozen times in denial of service attacks, where you try to overwhelm the site with mass email blasts. So in effect, these distinguished congressmen, in the wake of all this mayhem and attendant assaults on privacy, want to make sure that the administration quickly reports to them and the rest of the country if their associates on the right-wing fringe are successful in hacking the insurance site. There's a level at which all this is almost beyond hilarious, but perhaps more troubling than the lack of good governance and realistic public policy considerations is the horror that in our modern lack of self-reflection, we may have all woken up to find that we now live in a world that has lost any sense of irony or embarrassment at the ridiculousness of our own situation. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.